Oh, hey there, bud.
We heard you like Dungeons & Dragons. Fancy that.
We're your Canadian neighbors, eh? Dungeons & Dragons.
And we just started season 3, which means it's the perfect place to start with us. Let me give you a little taste of the show.
How much is a donkey cost?
Russ, how much is a donkey cost?
The question everyone wants to know.
Is he ever going to give you up?
Never going to give you up. Never going to let you down. Orcus is going to rule all and he won't desert you.
Find out why Dungeons & Dragons has been downloaded more than 1 million times. Start listening to season 3 today, anywhere fine podcasts are found or at dumbdragons.com.
Here we go. Broadcasting from Edmonton's majestic used hubcap district.
I just can't pull off a onesie.
No, neither can I.
That's not good.
Kids today with their inline skates and their long boards that roll over everything.
Totally weird and wild. It works, but it's weird.
You know what's underrated?
Ravioli.
God, that's awful. It smells like smoke coming off someone's ass.
I guess I'm getting the vibe here that a lot of people had these lofty dreams and no one lived up to them.
I get that feeling too.
Oh, it's so good to laugh again.
My God, do people not know I'm at work?
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell is wrong with me?
What the hell am I doing here?
Man.
I don't belong.
Long hair.
You know he swears in that song?
He sure does.
Oh, boy. Like a sailor.
Yeah. I don't need that. I don't need swear words going into my ear holes.
No. It's,
That's how you end up going to hell.
It's outrageous. That's what I hear.
Can we start over again?
No, it's too late. The podcast has begun.
It's locked in.
This is it. There's no going.
I'm not
There's
comfortable
no
with what I just said because there will be somebody who's like, well, I'm never listening to that podcast again.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah, you should have said H-E double hockey sticks.
Yeah, because that really takes the edge. Because nobody can figure out what you're talking about then.
Yeah, it makes it sound really cool.
Anyway, what's going on?
You know it's Easter this weekend?
I know.
How did that happen?
What is your weakness when it comes to Easter treats?
It is the Cadbury mini eggs.
Yep.
I have no control. In fact, I was just at the grocery store almost on a daily basis.
You bought yourself the big bag, right?
The big bag. It was on sale.
And now you're trying to maintain?
Yeah.
Have you?
I'm trying to be cool.
Okay. I wish I had a time machine because if I had a time machine, I'd do two things. I'd go back and I'd tell all those people, don't get on the Titanic. And then the second thing I would do, not read the nutritional facts about mini eggs.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. They're so bad for you. I had no idea.
Yeah.
They're terrible.
It doesn't take many to do some serious damage.
And I can't stop. There's something about those. It's like you're chewing shards of glass, but that chocolate inside is the payoff. Like you chew through the glass to get to the chocolate.
It never fails.
I know.
It never lets you down.
Yeah.
And yeah, the big bag was on sale the other day, so I just had to swing in. I can't not swim in those savings.
No.
So I took advantage, and yeah, now I'm doing the whole, I'm trying to ration it every day.
Did you look at the nutrition?
I try not to.
Don't. It'll wreck it for you.
Because it's like, what is it, for like 15 eggs?
Oh, no, it's less than that.
Is it less than that?
Oh,
like
yeah.
The serving size?
I can't remember what it was. It was like 8 eggs or something was 300 calories, which is, that's a lot.
You're putting in, yeah, you're doing some damage.
Yeah.
But you know what? No regrets.
But again, if you just say, sorry, hips, right before you eat them, it nullifies that.
I don't like the fact that the Cadbury mini egg has started to become a year-round egg.
I know.
It used to be special at Easter time. And don't get me wrong, I'll indulge in the odd Christmas mini egg, but you know, I think it's an Easter treat and should stay in Easter.
There was something floating around on, was it Instagram? I don't know. I wasn't looking at it, but my beautiful bride told me about it because she had seen it somewhere. Is that at Christmas time, they make the Christmas mini eggs and they're red, white, and green. So you buy those like the day after Christmas when they're on sale, and then you can use the red ones for Valentine's Day, and you can use the green ones for St. Patrick's Day. So I'm plowing through a jar of red ones right now. I have a giant jar of red mini eggs because she sorted them all out, of course, by color.
Oh, man.
And then, I was in a grocery store the other day, and while I was cruising down the mini egg aisle, I did in fact stop and I'm like, how damaging are these to my, and then I was shocked. I was disgusted with myself.
Yeah. You almost need Like that thing from Men in Black to erase your memory.
Yes. Or I wish I had the Etch-a-Sketch head for the same reason, you know, where you just sort of shake your head. And for the mini egg nutritional contents and also for what we talked about yesterday, where I watched that video of the guy stealing severed leg from the train crash. If I could Etch-a-Sketch that and the mini eggs, I'd be happy.
Maybe that's a $1 million idea we need to work on, is just something that can remove the last 30 seconds of your memory. So when you do see a video you don't like, or if you read nutritional information you'd rather not know, zap.
It's sort of like the unsend function on email.
Exactly.
That doesn't really work, does it?
Probably not.
Like the minute I get an unsend notice from someone, I'm immediately going to go open the email because I want to see what it was.
I just like the idea. It's probably not that damaging to constantly be erasing things from your brain.
No, not at all.
Not at all. So we could probably develop that easily.
How's that guy doing that Elon Musk put a chip in the guy's brain?
Probably doing amazing.
I heard he was playing chess against the computer and he's just using his thoughts and it's working.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Terminator stuff is happening. Skynet's real.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast. It's like radio, but on the internet.
Wow! Lube City should get their own run of mini eggs.
They should. What color would they be?
Black and yellow.
Yeah.
Like their logo.
Oh my, Lube City, if you don't have that as a, we've all got enough bandanas, we've all got enough shopping bags and lanyards. You know what we don't have? Promotional mini eggs.
Yes.
Lube City, you should be the first to do it.
Imagine that. You're getting award-winning service and dining on mini eggs.
Oh.
And their packaging will not have the nutritional information.
That's right. They'll be doing you a favor.
In fact, they lie on their nutritional information.
Yeah. Yeah. To save you, to spare you your feelings and allow you to enjoy the things in life that you enjoy.
Yes. That's what I want.
So Lube City, get on it. Let us know when you've got Lube City mini eggs.
Yeah, you got the oil changes down pat.
They got the tire swaps. They got the car maintenance.
They got that. They're on cruise control with that stuff.
You need wiper blades? They got it. They got it.
So Lube, just add mini eggs to that.
Yep. They have 27 locations in Alberta. You can find the one nearest you at lubecity.ca.
Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly. Solving the world's problems one podcast at a time.
I do take great comfort in knowing that you and I are not the only dull people alive.
Oh my God, this feels good. It's validation is what it is.
Strength in numbers. That's what this dull stuff is.
Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly. Just two guys watching the world go by.
God, I had such a great day yesterday. It was so dull. Just perfectly dull. That's what we were discussing on the show yesterday. The things in your life that are delightfully dull. I'm kind of unsupervised this week. So yesterday, I got home from work yesterday. Had a short little nap. Went for a 7K walk. Got home. Got all cleaned up. And then texted a friend of mine who also works in this industry and has flexibility in his hours. And we met up for wings and beer at like 4:30 yesterday afternoon. And then I was home by 6 o'clock to watch the hockey game. It was a perfect day. So dull. We can continue to discuss the dullness in your life. Dullness that should be celebrated. Kevin texted the show earlier this morning. I love this one. Hey, Garner, in terms of dullness, I will switch up how I hang my shirts in the closet. I'll sort them alphabetically by brand name or group them by color, Roy G. Biv, or by style and or sleeve length. For a fella such as yourself who's adopted a uniform policy, it must be really easy to organize your closet, Kevin. Yes, Kevin, it is. When you only wear black or navy blue, man, oh man, it's super easy to keep that thing organized. How about you? Let's celebrate the dull things in your life.
This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Bryce, you were telling me backstage you had just an exceptionally boring day yesterday. Not dull, just boring?
It's pretty much all my days right now.
There was no dullness to celebrate?
No. No, it was so dull that it was, my dullness was dull.
You didn't even just go walk a strange grocery store?
No, I did not.
Wow. Huh. I noticed I was looking through the Facebook post from yesterday that we put up about the delightfully dull things that everybody does. I want to read a few of these because these are exceptional. Shelley was talking about I have a fixed clothesline, no pulleys. Right now there's a foot of snow under it. I can't wait to hang the first sheet out there and then engulf myself in sunshine when the sheet is dry. That's exceptionally dull. Looking forward to using your clothesline.
That is next level dull. I have some neighbors I can see who use a clothesline on the regular.
Yeah.
And I just always sit there and I'm like, you know, dryers exist.
So you're not going to get yourself a clothesline?
No, I'm not on team clothesline.
No? Okay. Anyone else running a clothesline out there? I'd like to know.
When you do see pants flapping in the breeze on those things, it is a little bit calming, I suppose.
Well, everybody always, in a movie, they're always hanging sheets out there. Do people still hang their underpants?
Their unmentionables?
Do they still hang them on the clothesline? Shelley, are you out there? Please answer all of our questions regarding clotheslines here on Delightfully Dull.
And I think you should get some pulleys.
Mm-hmm. This is from Dylan. This also came in on Facebook. I love making lists, writing down information / statistics, cataloging it, and then having stored somewhere. Just brings me so much satisfaction.
Oh.
I have no idea why.
You lost me at statistics. My eyes started to glaze over.
What kind of stats? Like sports stats? I need more details. Candace said, pens. I can spend an inexplicable amount of time searching for the one I like. I found some on eBay from a far-off country and bought them. Okay.
Great. Ooh, exotic pens.
Mm-hmm. Delightfully dull. What are you doing that is so dull? When you tell people about it, their eyes kind of glaze over. But for you, it brings you a ton of joy. What are you doing? 10029 to text the show. You can call Sonic 2 at 780-423-1029. Bryce, I suggest lists and statistics for you, pal.
You know what? I kind of was doing that a bit.
For what?
I found that every light in this city is always red. And so I started keeping track in my head, like, okay, I went through 10 lights on this little trip. It's about 80% of lights in this city are red based on my statistics.
You know how there's glass empty, glass half empty, glass half full people? I think there's red light and green light people, too. You might be a red light person.
Oh, I'm a red light person. 80%.
This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Everybody's dull. Not everything that you do is an Instagram moment. Not everything needs to appear on social media.
That's very true. It's actually very comforting.
It is.
Because sometimes you sit there and you're like, am I the only dull person alive?
Like everybody's leading this, oh my God, everybody's life is so fantastic on social media. When in reality, we're all just sort of sitting around doing very dull things. I got this note from Miranda. It said, good morning, Bryce and Garner. My dull thing that makes me ridiculously happy is my color-coded Excel spreadsheet for my budget.
Ooh.
Yes.
Color-coded. Budget spreadsheet.
Well, you keep a spreadsheet in here. Don't be scoffing at Miranda, because I hear you bragging about your spreadsheet skills all the time when we're doing Mystery Word.
I do appreciate that. It's something about, it's the financial budgeting part that really drained the life from me. I get it. It's important. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But, and a good spreadsheet is satisfying. I worry that I'm overestimating my spreadsheet skills and that if someone like if she saw me doing it, she would laugh in my face.
We sit face to face in this room. I can't see your computer monitors. You can't see my computer monitors. But there's been a time or two where you've been like, oh, man, come around the table. You got to come see this. The way you colored a spreadsheet.
Oh, yeah.
You got to show it off.
So. Oh, boy, it looks good.
Couponing. Somebody said couponing.
Ooh.
I'm like, I wrote, do they still make paper coupons or are they all digital now? You know, you have to download the app in order to get the coupon. And they said, no, they're still hanging on the shelves of the grocery store. It's like going treasure hunting. Have you noticed that?
No, I am not a coupon man.
No, even if you are buying, I don't know, what's your favorite thing in the grocery store to buy? I don't know.
Vanilla powder.
Yeah, right. Your vanilla Coke Zero or whatever it is, Cherry Coke Zero.
Yeah, that's probably it.
What if there's a coupon hanging right above it? Would you use it?
I mean, in these day and ages we're living in, you got to swim in savings where you can.
So you would use a coupon?
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know why. There just feels like there's something...
Strings attached?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. There's something about
are
couponing.
Are you going to say there's shame in couponing?
Yeah, it kind of feels really? That way. Wow. There shouldn't be. You're saving money. Uh-huh. But, like, why does it feel so nerdy and weird? And
I don't know.
Like, oh, does that guy really need 50 cents off his hamburger helper?
Well, when you say hamburger helper and 50 cents, it sounds desperate, but...
Yes, desperate.
Yeah.
You know, and it shouldn't, and I know it's not that way.
No.
It's just people being savvy.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
I was saying on the show yesterday that I recently discovered a group on Facebook called the Dull Men's Club. And it was just basically, it's exactly what I just said, celebrating the ordinary. Not everything. How much do you think, what percentage of stuff on social media is real, if you know what I mean? Like those moments of your life, you only put the good stuff up there, right?
Yeah, and it's all real, authentic. Nobody goes out there faking candid photos.
No, nobody's packing a ring light.
No.
No.
No, no one walks around with a tripod for their phone.
So anyway, we just thought we'd start talking about the things in your life that are super dull, but bring you a great deal of joy. Some of these are spectacular. I don't know who this person is, but... it says, good morning. Often we host games nights, lots of food and drink, and we get into all manners of cards and dice games. But usually we have to mix a few decks of cards together. I love the next day when I have to sort all the decks out into their original stacks and make sure each deck has 52 cards. Cheers. I love that because it's exceptionally dull.
It's a commitment to card games.
It sure is.
Respect that.
Your thing, Bryce Kelly, is just sort of roaming the aisles of random grocery stores.
Yeah. I like to see what other places have going on, other countries, what they got going on.
Yeah, but you rarely buy. Like, I mean, you have your grocery store you go to when you're doing your shopping, but if you're just driving by a random grocery store, sometimes you'll just pull in and go for a stroll.
I've got to poke my head and stretch my legs.
Somebody said, this is for Bryce. You should go to the Safeway in St. Albert. It was recently renovated, and it's super nice.
Ooh, yeah, a couple people have mentioned this.
That it's maybe a road trip this weekend?
I'm assuming it's the one right off of St. Albert Trail. I've been in there before, so I haven't been in there since the renovation. I'm excited. I'm going to make a weekend out of it.
Somebody had texted in earlier today about their passion for couponing, and I'm like, can you still even get coupons, or are they all digital on your phone or in an app? And they're like, no, they're on grocery store shelves. You can tear them off and go use a coupon for your hamburger helper or whatever. Somebody texted and said, I appreciate coupons in theory, but I didn't check the fine print on a coupon in my younger years, and I got super embarrassed at the till. Mm. I've never used one again.
Yeah, burned by couponing once, you never go back.
No, it is. What is that? It's so embarrassing when a coupon goes wrong. Like, why is there that shame? What is that? I can't quite put my finger on it, but I can feel your secondhand embarrassment. And maybe what we should do is we should talk about what scarred you in your youth that you still carry around with you to this day.
Ooh.
Was it an expired coupon?
That would do it.
Yeah.
You burn once, or you hold up the line once, or... Oh. You know, if you can't even get 30 cents off ketchup properly, it kind of rattles your cage.
It does.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
This person said something that scarred me was... I watched Twister when I was a kid, and now I'm terrified that any storm is going to bring a tornado. Man, I'm at Twister. Remember that? What happened to Helen Hunt? Wasn't she in like every third movie back in the mid to late 90s, early 2000s? And where's Helen Hunt now? How about you? What scarred you for life when you were a kid? Let's discuss. Lay down on our couch. I am not a licensed psychologist. I just like to say lay down on the couch.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
After we read, somebody had texted in and said that the movie Twister absolutely ruined them when they were a kid. Now they just, every time there's a storm, they feel like a tornado's coming to town.
Mm.
A lot of people said, oh my God, that was my same experience with Twister. Somebody else said the movie The Fog, the original version, my parents were watching it one night. I woke up to go to the washroom, saw the scene where the girl was trapped in the closet. I wouldn't let people even say the word fog around me for years. It was always a heavy mist. I'm okay now.
Wow. Oh. I guess watching those kinds of movies as a kid can really bend a frame.
Yeah. Somebody else said, When I was 4, my parents bought a new table and chair set for the kitchen. I don't know if it was the rivets on my jeans or what, but the new wood finish on the chair was scratched where I had been sitting. My mother accused me of doing it intentionally with a fork, for which I was severely punished when my father got home. I realized that at that age, you can be blamed for anything, and I never got over it. Wow, yeah, that fear of being wrongfully accused of something is very, very real.
Although he did do it, didn't he?
Yeah, but not intentionally, not with the fork. It was, this person said it was the rivets on his jeans or her jeans or something.
Must have been quite damaging, because if you can remember something that happened when you're 4 years old,
yeah,
it stuck with you all this time.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
This one just came in a few minutes ago. Scarred for life. We had a lot of semi-feral farm cats when I was a kid. My mom insisted we feed them all our table scraps, and she kept them in this putrid-smelling ice cream pail on the kitchen cupboard. For some reason, it was decided feeding the cats was my job. I remember being about 6 years old, and I had to take that pail of barf-worthy smelling scraps out to the barn to feed the cats. I always hated the job because the cats would jump all over me. The one time they were especially aggressive, so I dumped the pail quickly and ran back to the house. My mom yelled at me because there was still food in the pail, made me go back, and she took my hand and made me scrape out the rotten food with my bare hand. I was gagging the whole time. Since then, I cannot handle touching leftover food, like washing dishes, or feeling, or the feeling of food on the dishes in the water. Can't do it. Okay, that's a good scarred for life. I can't stand that feeling either when you are washing dishes and like a piece of lettuce touches you. That's so disgusting. I'm glad I'm not alone. But I didn't have to feed feral farm cats. I don't know where that comes from.
Thanks for listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast. Theme music by Garner Andrews. Guests of the podcast stay in the dumpster behind the building in the rail yard. Classy.